Pray.
Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this time. That we have gathered together in your name. Thank you because you say we should have these meetings to encourage one another, to meet you, our King, to listen to you, and to be directed by you. Welcome, Holy Spirit, now, as you are opening our hearts to you, that you can speak into our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yeah, it's another beautiful day. Yeah, I think we don't have rain today. But probably in the afternoon we're going to have it. So I just want to share a little bit of my experience a long time ago. Maybe everyone of us that experience. Just an exciting moment that we can experience. That you can leave all the things behind and just focus to that thing. So I had this experience. That time I was going to Zimbabwe. So it was the first time of me going out of Malawi. So it was so excited, As the day was approaching, you know, I usually wake. My wake of effort was just going down. My energy was going down. My whole focus was just Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe. I was sure that my documents are ready. The day before departing, then that night I did not sleep. Just seeing the time, watching the time. How is it ticking, ticking, ticking? So my whole focus is Zimbabwe. I never think of Malawi anymore. But that was my focus. So it was like my whole energy and everything, Zimbabwe. And that's what happens when you're focused into something else. You don't look to the left or to the right. Just focus to where you're going. So, as also Christians, we'll have something that we can focus on. And there is that word in the scripture that says focus. Focus. So we're going to find this scripture in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4. Probably we're going to start it from verse 16. Going down. Because it's good to read the whole scripture. The whole chapter. But now we're going to just focus on these three verses. And we're going to dwell much on the 18th verse. So I'm going to read it. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away. Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our right and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory far outweighs far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what we see, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So Paul was writing this letter, and in this one of the letters that he wrote to you, Corinthians. When we look from verse 1 of this chapter, Paul is addressing these people, showing them who he is, what he's going through. It was sort of encouraging them to them that they should be strengthened. So mostly from this verse, verse 16, it's talking about the body that we are living in, that it's wasting away. But inside of us, there's something that is happening. Or inside of them, there was something that is happening. So today's message is about focusing. So probably maybe we can focus on two things. Mostly on verse 18, where he's saying, do not fix your eyes on things that are seen. But fix your eyes on things that are unseen. Because things that we see every day, they are not there anymore. They won't be there forever. But things that we don't see, they'll be there forever. Yeah, we can witness that even ourselves. We've been seeing some other things going away. They were beautiful then, but they are going away. We are so young and energetic, but now we can no longer perform as we are performing when we are young. Our backs are aching. That's what happens. We had something that was so treasured to us. But that one is no more. Talk of some other people have gone. They have gone. Things that we see, they won't be there forever. So we're going to focus on these things, seen and unseen things. It can be that those things are good or are bad, but we see them. Can be material things, can be some problems, can be some health issues, or can be people that we see. You can look around everything that you see. And even your neighbor there. Even your children, your wife. There are things that we are seeing them every day. And the poet said, don't fix your eyes on those things. Because they'll go. So as Christians today, there are some problems that can come when you are focusing on things that are seen. Look what we are facing in Malawi. Economy is not good. I've got issues in the marriages. You've got a lot of things, illness, whatever. In the market, you see things are getting expensive. So when we fix our eyes on those things, we're going to lose connection with the God. We won't be able to hear what God is saying. We cannot appreciate what God is doing. God has been faithful. God has been providing for us. But because we are focusing on those things that we see, we cannot appreciate him much. I remember the Israelites, when they were coming from Egypt, God was providing for them time and again. He could give them everything maybe that they wanted at a particular time. But when they faced something, a challenge, lack of water or some meat, they were complaining time and again because they were fixing their eyes on things that they were seeing. They were fixing on food, material things. So they did not please God. God was not happy with them. So there is a problem when we fix our eyes on things that we see. Sometimes we don't grow in relationship with God. Because it's about me, that, no God. But God is providing or is doing something. And the other thing, as I've said, that we lose direction. Because God is directing at this side, but because we're not unable to hear from him, we see things that are happening at that particular time. Sometimes we lose our blessings because you are focusing on things that God did not direct at this time. It's like you want to achieve something every time. But that achievement won't be there. It's like we are chasing after the wind. So you can't catch it. So let's look on the other side. When we are focusing to Jesus, what's going to be our benefit? When we are focusing on things that we don't see, mostly Jesus, the one who gave us the salvation, and is still saving us, we're going to have peace when we are focusing on that thing. We're going to have everything as we are focusing to Jesus. It might be hard when you're in problems and you are told to fix your eyes on Jesus. But it is that simple.
Nje izisimathala zokukhwela.
When your eyes are open to see Jesus indeed.
Pamene maso ako bothekula yona nje ukubona Yesu.
We thank God for his salvation.
Tikamika Mungu mucholeje ku mutsho yake.
We are here because of him today. We are not here because of anything else. But we are here because of Jesus. And if you are here because of something else apart from Jesus, I think we have to repent and start following him. If you are following Jesus because of material things, I think we have to confess and start following him. If we are following Jesus because of the people that have surrounded us, I think you have to come in a proper relationship with him. And that will help us. So as we are focusing to Jesus, what happens with our life now? We're not going to sin time and again, because we are focusing on Jesus. It's going to renew inside of us, because we are focusing to him. And our relationship with him will grow, because you are focusing on him. And we're going to preach Christ. It's hard to preach Christ when you are focusing things that have surrounded you. But when we are looking at Jesus, it gives us that ability to preach Christ. Because then you don't complain a lot, but you appreciate what God is doing. Because you're focusing on him. Because Jesus will live forever. And whosoever is fixing eyes on him is going to live forever as well. Because we don't belong here. We belong to him. That's why we encourage one another to fix our eyes on him. I was just thinking, sometimes we come with some cleft weight. Apart from the gospel that Jesus commanded us. It's good to have tea in the church. It's good to have tea in the church. But you can't say to someone, come to our church and have tea. It looks good, huh? Yes, it's good to welcome people to come and drink tea. But that's not the gospel. Yes, it's good to tell people come and get healing. They can get healed indeed. They'll go, but they don't have anything in them. So we better be careful. Because sometimes we share those messages because we are not fixing our eyes to Jesus. We are fixing on material things that we are just seeing. So we better be very careful. If you are sharing to the people, that should come from liberation, that you're focusing on Jesus. That's what we should do. Sometimes when I look to myself, I'm saying that I'm not growing. I have to be somewhere there. But something maybe has distracted me. You know, maybe I haven't been focusing on Jesus' sermon again. There is growth when you're focusing on Jesus. You know, in 1 Corinthians, Paul was addressing to the Corinthians that they were doing things as if they belong to the world. As if they don't know Jesus Christ. They could speak as if they don't know Jesus. They could walk as if they don't know Jesus. So Paul say, I will address you as the people that belong to the world. Not those people that have given their life to Jesus. Because they were not focusing much on Jesus. They had issues time and again. They were fighting time and again. There were a lot of things. So, Paul had to say, you guys, please fix your eyes on Jesus in order for you to grow. So that's how it happens when you are fixing eyes to Jesus. There is growth in our relationship with Jesus. And this letter was going to Christians. It wasn't going to some non-Christians people. And we are reminding one another here about the very same letter. And we can reflect in our hearts. Are we growing? Are we focusing on Jesus in our daily life? Are we indeed giving ourselves to Jesus? Although we are focusing on material things or some health issues, we better be careful on that one. Because when we are fixing our eyes on unseen things, we've got all the peace and joy within our hearts. We're gonna endure the pain. We're gonna walk boldly. Because you are focusing to Him. Paul, in this chapter, Paul is saying something. That he was troubled. But he was able to walk, to go forward. Depressed. But he was able to go forward. Because he was focusing to Jesus. He knew Jesus is there to save him. He knew that there's nothing that will make me go down. But I'll go forward because Jesus is with me. And for us today, to go forward, it's only by fixing our eyes to Jesus. And it's going to encourage us. It's going to strengthen us. To walk through all the problems. Until we face Him one day. Amen. So this morning, I just wanted to encourage us to fix our eyes on Jesus. He's the only Savior, and there's no one else. Can we pray?